and I are just like a couple of tots running through the meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, a wonderful fling to be flung. And when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel like I do today. You make me feel so young.
That's the piano of Mark Eisenman, our Sunday edition house piano player. You know him from his many appearances with the Sunday edition jazz trio. And the stylings of jazz singer Arlene Smith. They have just released a new CD called Two for the Road, and I'm delighted to welcome them both to the Sunday edition studio this morning.
You and I are just like a couple of tots running through the meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel like I do today.
Mark Eisenman and Arlene Smith, you make me feel so young. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Michael.
Great to have you.
Hi, Michael.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. New CD, Two for the Road.
Yeah.
How did you hook up with this gentleman here to produce that?
Well, we appeared at the Select Bistro a couple of years ago, and Patty Loach came down to hear us, didn't she? And she asked Mark if I would be interested in recording at their studio, at the Loach Studios.
She asked him if you'd be
That's
interested.
Right.
Why
That's...
didn't she ask you if
I
you'd be interested?
I don't know, because he's the man.
But I also, I think I actually started this. I just started thinking about, for posterity, somebody I've worked with over the years that and we're not working a lot together, right, you know, so let's just do something. So that's what happened there. But I don't remember the first time we played.
And you decided, Arlene, you'd love to do it? Is that what you just wanted?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. How could I turn an offer like that down?
Well, let's talk about that. We'll talk about some other things, but let's get right to the music. First up, what are you going to start with?
Cole Porter's Down in the Depths, which I've been singing since about, I'll be conservative here, 1960?
I don't know this number at all.
Well,
Down in the Depths is
from...
Is it from one of his shows?
From Red Hot and Blue, 1936.
Okay.
Manhattan, I'm up a tree. The one I most adored is bored with me. Manhattan, I'm awfully nice. Nice people dine with me. Yet the only one in the world I'm mad about talks of somebody else and walks out with a million neon rainbows burning below me and a million blazing taxis raising roar. Here I sit above the town in my Dior evening gown, down in the depths on the 90th floor, while the crowds in all the nightclubs punish the parquet, and the bars are packed with couples calling for more. I'm deserted and depressed in my regal eagle's nest, down in the depths of the 90th floor. When the only one you've wanted wants another, what's the use of swag or cash in the bank galore? Why, even my janitor's wife has a perfectly good love life, and here am I facing tomorrow alone with my sorrows.
what's the use of swank or cash in the bank, Lord? Why, even my janitor's wife has a perfectly good love life. And here am I, facing tomorrow, alone with my sorrow, down in the depths on the 90th floor, down in the depths on the 90th floor.
Arlene Smith, along with Mark Eisman at the piano, down in the depths of the 90th floor. Singers love to sing Cole Porter, don't they?
Ah.
You can sing a lyric like Regal Eagle's Nest. You know?
Isn't it gorgeous? I just imagined myself sitting up there in this Regal Eagle's Nest. But my favorite line is, even the janitor's wife has a perfectly good love life. It's the best, yeah.
But in Montreal, you started 60s. As a band singer at age 15 or 16?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was singing way before that. In fact, on CJAD radio.
In Montreal,
yeah. Montreal, as a youngster.
Did you know from an early age you wanted to be a jazz singer? How did that come about?
Yeah, I was about 10 or 11 when I first heard Stan Kenton. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That
artistry
was my first
and rhythm
influence.
And all that.
That's right.
Yeah.
June Christie, Anita O'Day, Chris Connor. My mother used to say, shut that door. And I did. And I blast the music. I just loved the harmonies and my ear just took over.
Do you remember your first gig at the big band, standing out there in
at
front?
At the Jesu Theater. Yeah.
In Montreal.
Theater in Montreal.
Right.
Yeah. I won't say pigtails, but yeah. Not far from it.
All right, yeah. let's have another piece of music here. Dr. Eisman, what do you want to do next?
I think we're doing the Mancini tune, is that right?
Yeah, we're doing the Henry Mancini. My favorite.
This is the
Mancini.
Title track of the,
it is,
of
it
the
is.
CD.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Two for the Road, Arlene Smith, Mark Eisman.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me, and any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road, we'll travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs and living life the way we please. In summertime the sun will shine, in winter we'll drink summer wine, and every day that you are mine will be a lovely day. As love still wears a smile, I know that we'll be two for the road, and that's a long, long while. If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me. And any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road, we'll travel through the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life the way we please. And in summertime the sun will shine, in winter we'll drink summer wine, and every day that you are mine will be a lovely day. As long as love still wears a smile, I know that we'll be two for the road, and that's a long, long while.
The Henry Mancini classic, Two for the Road, and that's Arlene Smith and Mark Eisenman. You moved to Manhattan. You lived in New York for a while.
I did. I lived there for 15 years.
How was that? That's your old hometown.
Those were the good days. Those were the good days. They were wonderful. I lived on the Upper West Side, and I had the pleasure of working with some very, very wonderful musicians at that time. Ellis Larkins, who's probably one of the finest accompanists ever. And we worked at in Westport, Connecticut, in the summer at the Westport Country Playhouse. And it was then that I had the opportunity of Ellis wrote some charts for a big band, and Vic Dickinson, Clark Terry, a lot of guys.
Wow.
Yeah. It was wonderful. Yeah. Yeah.
I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas. And lack a day, although I can't dismiss the memory of his sweet kiss, I know he's not for me.
But not for me. That's Mark Eisenman and Arlene Smith. That is, I love that song. I love the verse.
I do too.
I love the verse too.
Yeah.
They're so clever. Now, you've sung a lot with bands, big bands, small bands, big bands. Mm-hmm. And now you're a dude.
This is the best.
This is the best?
Well, the reason
it's
the best.
You have to not be, just.
Well, yes.
Well, maybe he means,
yes.
Maybe
no,
she
no.
means you. So.
I do. I do because Mark has a sensitivity. First of all, he likes singers. A lot of pianists don't really like to work with singers.
Really?
And it shows in their accompaniment. They're getting
Why,
away.
They're fighting them or what?
Yeah, and they're not embellishing what they do. You see, Mark takes the time. He's just, you're just wonderful.
Well,
there
you're
you go.
Very kind. You know what? The singing, it's a funny thing because it's a love-hate relationship with singers. I love it. And it's great. It's a challenge. It's a real musical challenge. It's just a different thing.
Well, I found that when you were accompanying me, when I was singing, you remember earlier
yes.
this year, I found him to be extremely professional, and and we carried it off.
That's true.
We got more hate mail about me me singing.
Even I got hate mail.
We're just about out of time. It's been a delight having you come in. Now, can you take us out with some other time? Because I love that. I love that tune. That's, how did you pick what was on the CD? How did you decide what to do? Just the two of you? And
this one, Some of the Time, was particularly because I never feel that I have enough time to sing all the songs I want to sing and say everything. And that's life, isn't it?
Well, we'll give you time
some
to sing this.
Time.
Here
yeah.
they are, Arlene Smith and Mark Eisenman.
Thank you.
the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token. Too many words are left unspoken. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. Just when the fun is starting, comes the time for parting. But let's be glad for what we've had and what's to come. There's so much more embracing still to be done. But time's a-wasting. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. Just when the fun is starting, comes the time for parting. But let's be glad for what we've had and what's to come. So much more embracing still to be done. Time's a wasting. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time.
Beautiful. I love that. Some other time.
Beautiful. Some other time, yeah.
Arlene Smith and Mark Eisenman, that's on the CD. Everything we've done this morning is on the CD. It's called Two for the Road.
Mm-hmm.
Run out and buy it. Thank you for coming in. Great to meet you. Great to see you.
Lovely.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Great to talk to you. Mark Eisenman, Arlene Smith. The CD is called Two for the Road. They were in our studio this morning.